Hi, it's Nicola here. Before we get started with the podcast episode, I have some very exciting news to share. My book, The Career Confidence Toolkit, Take Control of Your Career and Fulfill Your Potential, is now available in both paperback and Kindle format. If you find yourself struggling to answer the question, what is it I want to do when I grow up? Or if you find yourself lying awake at night, reflecting on the day, and thinking there's got to be more to life than this, then the Career Confidence Toolkit is for you. The toolkit will allow you to take control and navigate your career with purpose and with passion. My objective is for you to wake up each morning, excited about the day ahead, and going to work with a spring in your step, knowing that your unique talents are being fully utilised and you are achieving your potential. Now, the toolkit is in the format of a book, but it's not just for you to read and then move on. It is a highly practical guide that will not just teach you how to take ownership of your career, it will also reveal the secrets of finding deep satisfaction in the work that you do. It will take you on a step-by-step journey, full of actionable tips and real-life stories from people who have paved their own paths to career happiness. You'll discover how to build an unshakable confidence in your abilities, and you'll also learn how to embrace the ever-evolving world of work and do so with courage and with resilience. You can find the book on Amazon by searching for Nicola Semple, or if you prefer, you can purchase via my website by going to nicolasemple.com/book. I can't wait to hear what you think of it. Hello and welcome to the Career Confidence Podcast, where we explore how you can build your career with confidence in this ever-changing world. I'm your host, Nicola Semple, and I work with professional women to help them achieve their career goals, and I also work with organisations to help them develop and retain their talent. Today I'm talking about building your network. Now, when we talk about networks, we're usually talking about your professional network. The people in your industry, the people in your profession, the people who either do similar work to you or who are doing the things that you'd like to do in the future. Building your professional network is super important for your career success. But today I'm talking about something a little bit different. I'm talking about your support network. I'm talking about the people who are in the background providing you with either practical or emotional support, so that you can go out into the world and do the things that you want to do in your career. Now, first of all, have you heard of Helena Morrissey? I always have a little smile to myself when I see articles about Helena Morrissey. If you haven't come across her before, she is an incredibly impressive woman. She started her career at Schroders back, I think it was in the late 80s, so at a time when there weren't a huge number of women in that sector. And she worked her way through the ranks and built her career in financial services. Now she campaigns for women's financial equality. She founded the 30% Club, which has increased representation of women on UK boards. And she also chairs the Diversity Project, which is on a mission to attract and develop diverse talent in the investment industry. All very, very impressive. But what if I told you she's also the mother of 9 children? Yep, you heard that right. 9 children. And those 9 children are biological children. Helena Morrissey was pregnant 9 times while building her career. If you Google her name, you'll find articles calling her a superwoman. And she is. But let's be clear, and if you read enough about her, and she's very clear about this herself, she did not do it all by herself. She was the breadwinner. Her husband was a stay-at-home parent. They had a nanny. They had a cleaner. They used her considerable income to get the support they needed to make their life work. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that she and her husband didn't work hard. Of course they did. But they didn't do it on their own. They had help and support to make it happen. Now, you might not be building as high profile a career as Helena Morrissey, and you might not have 9 children to throw into the mix. But I do want you to spend some time thinking about the support network you have in place and what gaps you might need to fill so that you are fully supported on your career journey. So the first thing to consider is what else is going on in your life? Where do you have responsibilities, particularly caring responsibilities outside of your work and your career? Maybe you've got kids. Maybe you've got elderly parents. Maybe you've got pets that require a lot of care and attention. If you find yourself with caring responsibilities, do you share them with anyone? In the case of kids, it might be a partner or an ex-partner. In the case of elderly parents, perhaps you've got siblings or other family members who help. Don't underestimate the amount of time, energy, and attention that you need to put into your caring responsibilities, and the impact that this will have on your career. If you have sole responsibility, then we're going to explore in a minute how you can get support from elsewhere. But if you share the responsibilities, then it's vital that you have honest conversations with other people so that you can get clear on who does what. So right down into the nitty-gritty, if you've got children and you've got a partner, then you need to work out who's responsible for what. Who's doing the meal planning? Who's doing the cooking? Who's supervising homework? Who's picking up? Who's dropping off? You might have to develop a rota or a calendar so that you're crystal clear about who is doing what. You can then build this into your work schedule so that you can work around it. You also need to sit down with your co-carers on a regular basis and assess whether that arrangement still works for all of you and what needs to flex and change. Getting this support, getting this infrastructure in place is so important because it will then free up your headspace to be able to focus on work when you need to. The next thing to think about is where you can get support from elsewhere. This could be family members, friends, childcare providers, a cleaner, a housekeeper, a gardener. This is your behind-the-scenes team who can alleviate your mental load, take some of the pressure from you, and free up your time and headspace to devote to your career. Now, some of these people will help you because they want to, and some will help you because, quite frankly, you're paying them. I often talk to clients who are reluctant to spend money on something like a cleaner or a gardener. And they hark back to their own childhood when their parents never had this luxury. Or they look at friends and colleagues who are managing to cope with juggling their career and their home life, and they think they should be able to as well. So a couple of things on that. You cannot compare the pace of life in 2024 to the pace of life during our childhood. Our parents, honestly, they had much less to do than we do. They had more time for managing the home and making sure that all the jobs were up to date. And also, you have no idea what is going on in the world of your colleagues and your friends. Maybe they do have more support than you think they do. Or maybe they are absolutely exhausted from soldiering on and doing it all by themselves. If you are in the fortunate position to be able to pay for support, go for it. And if you aren't in a position to pay for support, first of all, I want to challenge you to think about what you could stop doing or stop paying for that might enable you to have some spare cash to get that support. When you sit down and really think about it, it could be as simple as cutting back on one meal out a month, and that would allow you to have the money to pay for a cleaner or a gardener that could come every couple of weeks. If you really aren't in a position to pay for support, then how can you be creative and think about how friends and family could help you? And perhaps you could even help each other. Maybe your sister really loves ironing. Well, get her to do your ironing. She can sort out the school uniforms for the next week. And while she's doing that, You could be doing some batch cooking and give her a few meals for her freezer. Or maybe you look after the neighbour's kids for a couple of hours on a Saturday morning. They get their house cleaned up and you do a swap and they look after your kids on a Sunday morning. We're all busy. We can all use some help. So be creative and see if you can find a solution that works for you. Now, the final group of people to think about in your support network is your tribe. These are the people who are at a similar stage in their career as you. They get you. They get the stage of career and life that you're at. So they might be friends from university, or maybe friends who started out in the same organisation as you in your first job. You've probably added to and grown your tribe over the years, and hopefully you've now got a merry band of current and ex-colleagues that you now consider friends. These are the people that you can let off steam with. These are the people you can go to for advice. They're the ones that will celebrate your promotions with you and commiserate when things don't go your way. They've got your back. When life is busy, it's easy to let these relationships slide. It can feel indulgent to catch up with them when you've got so much else that you could be doing. Now, I'm not saying that you need to meet up with them every week or even every month, but if you can't remember the last time you got together, then maybe it's time to get a date in the diary. Or at the very least, to reignite a conversation on your WhatsApp group and find out how everyone is and how they're getting on. Your support network might not provide you with support directly related to your career, but they are vital members of your overall career village. If you don't have an adequate support network in place, then it will inevitably harm your career. You're going to have to spend more time, energy, and attention ensuring that these aspects of your life are kept under control, rather than focusing on the work that you need to do. So keeping in mind what you've listened to today, a few reflection questions for you to take away. Who is currently part of your support network? And do they understand the importance of the role that they play? Do you show them appreciation for their support? Where are the gaps in your support network where you're devoting more time than you would like? And how can you fill these gaps? What practical steps do you need to take to make that happen? That's all for this week. If you'd like to keep in contact, be sure to download my free guide, Back Yourself, your 7-step plan to build confidence and achieve your career goals, by going to nicolasemple.com/backyourself. As well as getting instant access to the guide, I'll send you my fortnightly newsletter with career confidence hints and tips. And finally, if you've got a friend or colleague who would benefit from listening to what you've just heard, please send a link to them. Thank you again for listening, and I'll talk to you again very soon. Bye for now.